Aloha! The reviews are in and the website's blowing up. It's because you guys are tuning in and clicking links and all that kind of stuff. Thanks for doing that. This is the Low Definition Moment. My name is IC Davidson, and we're going to do a few things today. I'm going to talk to you about a person that sent me a request to show off their music, or they submitted a music track to the show, actually a video. I'm really excited to show that with you today. I'm going to answer some questions from the inbox, and I'm going to do the low def moment at the end of the show. But before we get into all that, I'd like to do a little thing that I call What's News. What's News? Benghazi, Patricia, Hurricane Patricia, politics as usual, Benghazi and Joe Biden. Maybe he's old news by now, but I've got something that I want to talk about that later. All right, so you can go to the website or you can email me, icdavidson@gmail.com, and send me your questions. Last week I had no questions because nobody did. This week I've gotten four, but because of time I can only answer three. So we're going to save that next one for next week. So if I don't read yours, don't fret. Let's get into the first question of the inbox. Question number one, please. Whoa, look at that. That's technology for you. No, this is good stuff. Why do the lower thirds always say Ian versus Icy? This is Jason from Akiki. Now, Jason, I know you, and thanks for sending that in. It is something that a lot of people ask me, and I'll tell you what, I don't know, and I don't care. It's a name. We all have names and identities, and we get to choose our own, and it's up to you to call me whatever you want to do. So none of that, all of that stuff is oblivious to me. Thanks, Jason. Now leave me alone. Next question. Could you see yourself voting for Donald Trump? This is funny. Janae from Waipahu. I hope your name's not Jenny. Janae from Waipahu. Janae from Waipahu. No, I do not see myself voting for anybody with a little R in front of their name. But I do find it quite interesting to think that if he was to become president, what it would be like. I've got some Manchurian candidate sort of theories on this guy. So, you know, whatever. I'm not moving away if he becomes the president like some other people would say. Next question. Thanks, Janae. Jenny. Whatever. Boxers are brief, Adela from Kalihi. Adela, this is a question that I've been asked many, many times in my lifetime, because it's like when you put a thing out there to ask people questions, they always seem to get this one. Thank you, but I choose not to. There you go, that's the inbox. If you got a question, commando. If you got a question, send it to me, icdavidson@gmail.com, and I will answer it here on the show. Say your name, I guess. If you want to give me your Twitter name or something, I'll say that too, because I love promoting. All right, let's get to that. Right there is a promotion for Hero. Speaking of, this is who we're going to talk about on the show today, Hero. He sent us through the website, on the website, he sent us a video track for something that he's doing. I watched it. I like this dude. I'm only going to show you a little snippet of it, but let's take a look at it, and I can tell you what I think.
I call it hell on earth, so we gotta think first. You can breathe with me to inhale my verse. Kill that pride, cause a prayer won't hurt. So let them talk down, just know what you are worth. All I see is bodies and the smell got worse. I'm living through it all to excel my search with my capture.
He's got it going on. I think so. Here's what I like about this. Now, I think if you make music, that should be respected. And I think if you make music that has a message, you should be respected even more. And if you make music with a message and you're out there hustling to get it to be heard in a world where it is super hard to do it, I respect you even more. This cat went out there and he made a track that's awesome. Take a listen to it. You're going to love it. Hero325 Music is his Twitter, and heroismusic.com is where you're going to find out more about him, etc. Or you can head over to our website and watch the whole video. It's right there for you. Thank you very much. If you do have a track or something that you want to share with our audience, you can. You just head over to the website, fill out the form, it comes to me. Next week, we do have a few, like I said, people are rolling in. Books on Tapes, Hi Sunday, and a cat named Jay Witt have already sent in stuff. So you're going to want to stick around and start watching us to get them into your lives. That's the website, lowdefmoment.com. And yeah, you'll find everything there, the show, everything. And that, submit stuff. It's good fun. Okay, so this is the low definition moment. This is the part of the show that I talk about something that trips me out. This week we found out that Joe Biden was not going to run for vice president. For the longest time I thought that it was a joke. Why are we waiting for this guy to say he passed? Here's what I think. I think all of that was a big joke so that the media and all of us would look another way, like, when's Joe gonna do this? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, this cat is doing it. Something else was going on in America that they did not want us to know. What is that? I do not know, but I will get to the bottom of this. There are some crazy X-Files things going on, and it all starts from that guy, Joe Biden. Anyways, this has been the Low Definition Moment. I'm IC Davidson. Before we go, I want to tell you that you need to check us out at thinktechhawaii.com. Tune in weekdays to live 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. And follow us on Twitter at ThinkTechHI, on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. It's been fun. Now let's get to Business Education Spotlight.